Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, today we join the show from already in progress from yesterday. Thank you. It's part two.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Everybody knows the story.
I don't.
The story, the man has the vineyard.
I probably know the story, but not from what you just told me.
Okay, I'm sorry. The man has the vineyard.
Yes.
And, oh man, see now you got me all flustered. So he was sending his workers to go to check on the vineyard.
Okay.
And that people were there and they beat him up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then.
So then he sent more workers.
And they beat him up. And then finally he sent his son.
And they killed him. Gotcha.
Okay. And so he was telling the priests this story, and the priest knew that he was talking about them, mm-hmm. and that he was accusing them of killing him,
the prophets,
of killing the prophets, and thus prophesying killing him, because they knew that he said he was the son,
right.
And they didn't like that at all. Well, so anyway, it talks about, I mean, it's prophesied that he's the cornerstone. He says, I am the stone that built that I'm going to be rejected. It was prophesied he was going to be rejected. So, I mean, that's in that same line. They were predestined to reject him. Is that what he's saying?
I think that's a little leap there. I think that,
Israel, he wanted Israel to accept him, but they didn't.
Right. I think that was.
So the stone became the stumbling block because of the law, right? Because they couldn't see him as the Messiah because he didn't look like the Messiah they had envisioned in their head.
But here's the problem is that.
But it said.
It didn't say that Israel. Did Israel reject them? No. It was the tribe of Judah.
But that's not what it says. That's not what it says in the scripture there. It says Israel rejected.
Israel rejected the prophets. And then it said the son.
Israel rejected the cornerstone that the builders rejected. You rejected it. And
Israel wasn't even there. At the time Jesus was there, that was Judah.
But they referred to him as that. But they referred to it in scripture as Israel.
I'll have to go back and read it myself.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that isn't that. I mean, he's saying in scripture they were going to reject him ahead of time.
Maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's true.
I don't know. It's just, I'm just throwing it out there for thought.
Okay. I'll have to research it and see. I don't know why Jesus would say, those who reject me, I will reject. I don't understand why he would warn people against rejecting him if we were predestined to reject him.
Well, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know. That's why it's interesting.
Yeah. So, anyway, okay.
I didn't mean to get off on all that.
That's all right. That's all right.
Brad and Faith, this is Jason, the Raging Asian from the forum, and I just wanted to call in and say.
So that's where people are from now. They don't even say
forum.
From Media PA anymore. They just say, I'm from the forum. I live at the forum. And that's true. Some of us do live at the forum.
Brad, I agree with you. I want to affirm you as a husband and as a male and as somebody who is just trying.
I'm getting some love now.
Yeah, you are.
See, before I got some hate.
Nobody was hating on you. You took that way too seriously.
They were hating on me.
It was not hating on you.
Less
it was just
Brad,
building me
faith.
Up. Building me up doesn't mean tearing you down. I'm sorry you see it
with
that
a vacuum
way.
Cleaner.
Trying to communicate effectively. We may listen. And we may hear. And we do that very well as husbands who are in tune with their wives and want to serve their wives and have that servant's heart type of thing in marriage. And I have to agree with you. My wife and I struggle with the same thing. She will say, take the trash out after dinner. For me, that means I just need to do it before I go to bed, before the end of the day. Sometime after dinner. Now, if she would have said, hey, when we're done eating dinner, can you take the trash out? That would mean right after dinner, and I could understand that, and I can process that. Oh, what you wise need to realize is that we're a little boneheaded. We're a little brain damaged. You know, there's the whole chemical wash of testosterone when we're being developed, and that breaks the connections between the left and the right.
See, this is what's wrong. We've been brainwashed into buying these American Girl dolls, and we've been brainwashed into there's something wrong with our brains. There's nothing wrong with our brains. Why is it our problem that our women don't know how to tell us what to do?
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Why is it our problem that you don't know how to tell us what to do?
Well, I do now.
Okay. I don't understand that at all. As head of the household, see, this is where that whole breakdown comes in. Because we're servant leaders, so mm-hmm. we should serve. And we should learn how to listen to our wives and understand what they're trying to tell
but
us.
But we should learn how okay? to speak a way that they can understand what we're asking.
But ultimately, right. Ultimately, if we don't take the trash out, whose house is it we didn't take the trash out of? Mm-hmm. Ours.
That's right.
So, even though, you know, let's keep things in priority. We should do these things, but let's keep them in priority. That's all I'm saying.
Hand of the brain and all that kind of developmental stuff that you might know or you might not know. But we are brain damaged, and we are happy to do anything for our wives, anything for our significant others. We are very, very attuned to doing those things. We want to make you happy. We want to serve you. But you have to be very specific. And we will do those things. It's just in our way of thinking, we have to have it very specifically laid out. Now, for my wife and I, it's taken 12 years. But now we are at a happy medium for getting along with each other.
Good for you.
Specific about what we want.
Yay.
12 years.
12 years.
It's been fun. But our lives are enhanced because of it, though. So I just wanted to, I had to affirm you, Brad.
Thank you.
I had to defend you.
Thank you.
I had to, hopefully every woman that's listening to this podcast is either cursing me out or hopefully they're listening and they're going to be merciful to their husbands.
Another little torpedo to blow this whole theory out of the water mm-hmm. that he's portraying here is that you are perfectly capable of communicating in a way that gets things done.
Sure.
Because I have worked for women many times, have had great bosses. They make mm-hmm. good bosses.
But it's different.
But when they're involved in a relationship, they're thinking they shouldn't even have to mention it. You should know what I'm thinking. You should know you should take the trash out.
Oh, I don't think that.
Well, then why do you communicate differently to your husband and saying, please take the trash out? Will you take the trash out? Yes, I'll take the trash out. It's on my list of things to do. But it's not, I'm going to take the trash out the next opportunity I get.
No, listen, when I was the office manager at yes. LSI, and that because I had that authority,
yes.
when I said, please go do something, it meant go do it now. It didn't mean go wait. When I told Al, please go do this, he went and did it then. And it was because I was in a position of authority over him in that situation. That's why it's different.
Okay.
And be specific about what you would like us to do. We follow directions. We just need the right directions. All right, guys. Have a great day. I'm sure I will talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
I agree with him. That as women, we shouldn't just assume that they know what we're thinking. That's dumb. That's dumb. Lots of women do that. Don't assume that he should just know that I feel. He should just know. He doesn't know. He doesn't.
We don't know.
And it's not because he's dumb. It's because he's not a mind reader. And he doesn't know what you're thinking. It's just like you don't know what he's thinking. So stop being ridiculous and just speak clearly. I mean, me too. I have to remember that. I know better. I know better. But I still say, take the trash out. And then he doesn't do it. And then I'm like, why is he not taking the trash out? Oh, yeah. I didn't tell him to do it now. But see, I don't understand because the trash is overflowing full. And I'm like, how much more full do you want? I mean, I can't even fit anything else in it. And so I will pull it out and lay it next to the trash can and put a new bag in there because I can't throw anything else away. And then he comes in and he's all irritated because I was going to do that. Well, fine, do it. But I have to throw stuff away in the meantime.
So as husbands, we need to communicate when we're told, when we're asked.
Yeah, don't tell. When we're asked, ask,
will you take the trash out? We need to communicate back. Yes, I will. And we need to give a time we're going to do it, a time estimate.
And then she could say, you know what? I'm going to have more stuff to throw away. Could you do it now, please?
There. And then you can communicate effectively. You say, yes, I'll do that after I listen to Helen read. She's already, you know, she's ready to read and do her homework.
The
and
only problem is that my specific husband has ADD.
This is true.
And so he listens to Helen read, and then he doesn't remember that he said he would take the trash out.
Sometimes that
is a negative in our situation.
But now we're just getting personal here.
Yeah.
Or I'll go take the trash out and see that there's something in the garage I forgot to do yesterday.
And then the new bag never gets put in the trash can, and I got a whole pile of stuff I can't throw it away.
4 hours later, I'm in the backyard building a swing set in the backyard. and the lawnmower's on the roof. And I've got a half-sewed American flag. And
yeah. Oh, my goodness. But he's like,
what are you doing? I don't know.
I'm in the vortex.
The vortex.
Spiraling vortex.
Spiraling vortex.
Did I hear Faith say that her father was a Mason? Does he know the secret handshake?
Oh, Lord.
Does he know, like, the secrets of the 35th
Not
circle?
Not that kind of Mason. He is a Mason contractor.
He's a Mason contractor.
Yes. He is a masonry.
A real masonry,
a bricklayer.
Right. And to answer your second question, yes, he knows all the secrets.
Of masonry? I bet. See, there's a conspiracy going on here. You guys are trying to infiltrate. I see what's going on here.
I told you it was
going to
accuse us.
You're trying to infiltrate all the Christian podcasts.
What if I turn him down really low?
And then just talk over him, and then you're still playing it, but you can't really hear what he's saying. That works out really well.
I'm not going to let that happen, see, because I got my super secret spies out there, and they're watching you right now.
Wilkerson spies. Really? Wilkerson has minions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're called little Wilkersons.
Yeah.
That's why he has so many kids, because he's paranoid.
They're all his minions.
He's always paranoid.
Okay, John Jr., come here. I want you to go stalk
mommy. Go put your black paint on.
Make sure you know where mommy is at all times. Do that ninja trick I told you. You stay on the wall, nobody can see you. Report back to me on every 15 minutes. All right, Trey, John the third, come here. All right, Trey, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to Brad's house. I want you to hang out on the ceiling fan. I just want you to hang up there and look down and figure out what's going on there, you know, okay? And anyway, report back to me. Tell me what they're doing. Okay, John the fourth, come here, please. I need you to go over and make sure the big John's not helping Brad do whatever it is he's trying to do. Okay, all right. Now, Billy, come here. Billy, I want you to go check on Buford. Make sure Buford is in his trailer where he's supposed to be.
He's not John the Fifth.
Now Wilkerson's he's kind of quirky like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's only four Johns, and then there's
Billy.
There's Billy.
Yeah, and one of the three Johns is a girl, so it's kind of weird. Yeah.
And you're gonna make sure that you go down with Satan to hell and burn.
This is gotten
right.
A little dark, isn't it?
I don't think that's appropriate
at
all.
We're taking a little turn from scientific discussions.
My dad is a bricklayer.
Going to hell. I don't think I want to. You know what? Nobody. There's a new rule.
He is a craftsman.
Try to keep it to a minute, and let's not tell us go to hell during the call.
Let's try not to do that. Oh, then he hangs up on us.
Well, we got three more back here. So.
Oh, great.
My name is Enigma Montoya.
Oh, I thought this was Wilkerson. This is Enigma Montoya.
He's going to do that.
You ruined my line.
Ruined my line?
Ruined my line.
Prepare to die.
Okay.
Because Princess Bride.
Yeah. Most people agreed with us on that, except
Prepare to die.
The Jesus geek. Okay, went and appeared in the show because Clifford went to Washington, D.C.
What?
For something.
What are you talking about?
You remember the show, The Jesus Geeks?
Okay.
Remember the riding on the coattails of the Jesus Geek.
He went there? Doesn't he live in California?
No, they live in Washington, remember?
Who does?
Are they living?
Who are we talking about?
Can you not keep up?
the Jesus geeks.
Okay, where does John Wilkerson live?
Remember Clifford?
Yes. Said, yes, Clifford. I get Clifford. Yeah, okay, he's a sniper. Yes. Where does he live?
He lives in Washington.
State.
Yes.
Okay, the thing that you don't think exists.
And he went to Washington, D.C.
Who did? Clifford
or John? Is this a long
John...
and hearty bit I wasn't aware of?
John Wilkerson went.
Who's talking about? No! Clifford, which I still don't believe that's his real name. Clifford went to Washington, D.C.
From Washington State.
Yes, from Washington State!
Okay.
Then.
Okay.
Then Wilkerson.
Okay.
The Jesus Geek.
Yeah.
Called in and appeared on the Jesus Geeks as a guest host.
Just called in, didn't go there.
Not that I know of.
Okay. You weren't clear on that.
So Clifford.
You made it sound like he got in a plane and flew to wherever he was.
So Clifford from Washington flew to Washington.
Uh-huh.
And then Jesus Geek appeared on the Jesus Geeks. I'm so confused.
Okay. So he called in. Yeah. And?
So then we had the Jesus Geek on the Jesus Geeks. And we had Clifford from Washington in Washington.
You can't keep up where he. What's he doing in Washington, D.C. anyway?
Something political.
Political?
Yeah. Something. I think it was a. It was some kind of group, Christian group for families, conservative family group thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
Alrighty
People
then.
Against Texas. I don't remember what it was. It's Pat. No, it was the first meeting of the faggots. I don't know, but he was there for this meeting.
Okay.
And then Wilkerson called in to be the guest host on the Jesus Geeks.
Okay.
So we had the JesusGeek.info and the JesusGeeks.com.
Okay.
And Clifford from Washington in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I washed my hands of the entire thing.
Okay. Well, what's Clifford? What do you want?
What did he want?
I don't know. Who's talking?
Wilkerson.
Okay, all right, Kate. you are wrong about the Hulk. Okay.
What? I am not wrong.
Here's the deal.
You are not married to me, and it is not you. You cannot tell me I'm wrong.
I'm married to you. You're wrong.
No.
I don't know. Let's see what he's got to say. I don't even know what he's telling you you're wrong about.
Yes, the Hulk lacked self-control. Bruce Banner lacked the ability to control when the Hulk came out.
That's right.
And that was the lesson. The lesson was that if you give in to anger and you continually
Seriously.
Lose control of
Seriously,
yourself.
You think boys got that lesson? Really? Really? You think that's what they got from that? If that even was his intent to build that lesson in there, I don't think little boys got that idea.
You will have to live with the results of your actions when you were doing stuff in that state. All right? That's the whole point of it. Bruce...
No, that wasn't the point of it. The point of it was that... Oh, it doesn't matter.
Banner was always...
I got so much tired head right now, I can't even... find whatever Wilkerson said goes, I don't know.
Trying to avoid getting angry because he knew that if he got angry, this monster would come out. And it showed that despite our own efforts, we are unable to control the sin that is in us. That eventually the sin that is in us will come out and destroy our lives...
But the Hulk didn't destroy his life. The Hulk helped everybody.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. You're saying Stan Lee was a Christian? I'm not sure that Stan Lee based his comics on biblical principles.
No, not so much.
And destroy the lives of those around us. That's why the Hulk is probably one of the best 1980s TV shows that was out there.
Thank you.
That's what I think.
Because... it showed that, you know, you had to be in control of yourself, and it showed how the...
People aren't that smart. Does he really think people are that smart? Seriously. Seriously.
A monster that it can take over our lives to the point where we're running from everyone, running from the authorities, i.e. God. It's just the best show ever.
I'm glad.
I was just going to say that I'm glad
that
you got
out
that out of it, but that's not was not the intent.
That's all.
Sorry.
And this... superhero message is being brought to you by the good...
Okay, so... there we have it. We made it through all our calls, except for the Alvin calls. We'll have to get through it some other time when we have an hour and a half or something. No, we'll play them.
What day is this?
Today? Oh, you know what? No, today's Tuesday, I think.
It's still Tuesday?
Well, you know what? And it's Wednesday. Because remember, this is the show we had to split into two pieces.
Why?
Because it ran an hour long.
It's an hour?
Well, yeah. So we had to split it into two pieces, part one and part two.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay then. Alrighty then.
And I had to make this announcement as well because I know this guy's going to be, hey, wait a minute. I called in and you didn't give me my, you didn't, where's my calls? You know, you didn't play my calls. Where's my calls? His name is Wesley Platt. Wesley Platt. And
okay.
He sent us three audio files to play on the show, which I was glad he did. But okay. I couldn't play them.
Why?
They don't play.
Oh.
They don't work.
Okay.
I tried them in three different players. And I bought them in three different players, and they never make a noise. So I'm sorry, Wesley Platt. I'll send you an email too. But please, if you have the original files and they work on your machine, try to re-encode them or something. I don't know. They're not working. Couldn't get them to work. And I tried, like I said, two different computers and three different programs.
Okay.
No worky.
Folks, all right. Over at My Life Ministries and JesusGeek.info and all the fine podcasts that are associated with such wonderful podcasts and blogs. Check it out, mylifeministries.org and JesusGeek.info.
Hey, look at that. He included us in his plug. There you have it. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful Wednesday for part two of Your Call Ends. And that's all we got for today.
Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.